Good morning, everybody. It's time for the Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care Show. It's Elder Care Radio, only on News Radio 890-925-KDXU. Here's Richard and Kaylee.
It is Wellness Wednesday again already. They come around so quickly. And this is Elder Care Radio, bringing you the latest and most important information relating to health and wellness for the senior members of our community. Our needs change as we age, and our care should change too. We strive to help everyone, young and old, to be their own best medical advocate and to actively seek the best treatments and options available to them.
Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care is your hospice and palliative care specialist in Southern Utah. Check us out on our website at pathwayhospicecare.com or give our office a call if you have any questions or need support or direction for any of your senior care needs. Our telephone number is 435-477-6999. And I'm excited about our program today. We're introducing a new benefit, a community service benefit.
Yeah, we just realized that there's a hole out there that people are falling into all the time, and we think that we have the best way to solve that that will be cost-effective and a solution. Certainly, we love helping people. And on the telephone number, let me just say that number, 435-477-6999. If you've ever thought, maybe I should call that, but I know they're busy and they don't want to take my call, that's not true. We really do want to take your calls. We want to answer your questions. This business has been a labor of love for us. It is something that we wanted to do to help change the community and help people. So we'll take those calls. Don't think that you're not important enough for us to want to talk to, because you are. We would love to talk to you.
And it's less about the change and more about informing the community of services and benefits that are available to you. We are, 25% of our community is senior?
Yeah, it's over 25%. Is over 65. And that's part of the reason for the radio show. And this, what we're looking at is this problem that exists that we've had the solution for, but we realize that people don't realize that solution's available. So we wanted to see if we can solve this. Because while hospice is, and I hope as you've listened to this radio broadcast, realize that hospice is a great opportunity. And anybody who would, who could sign up for it would, if they really understood what the benefit was.
It is absolutely a wonderful program provided by your Medicare insurance benefit, but not everyone qualifies for it, or they're not mentally or emotionally ready to, decide to choose quality over quantity of life. And that's kind of part of it. But the expanded palliative provision brings so much more. But sometimes we get these referrals from doctors and their patients are no longer home health eligible. They may have, exhausted.
Yeah, they've exhausted
all
their,
of those benefits. Right. And they're not eligible yet for hospice. They're in that middle, that gap, that unfilled box of need without something to fill it.
Yeah, it's more constant contact with medical services where you're, that quarterly or semi-annual visit with your doctor isn't enough to solve the problems. And doctors don't see this in their patients until it becomes an emergency. And we've had some this week in palliative care, examples where we realize that this is the problem. We've got a couple that started with a new doctor, and they started calling that doctor pretty constantly. And that concerned him, that they didn't seem to have, a real control over their life. They thought they were out of control. And he went to visit them one evening, and their own words, their explanation, made him feel that they were unable to manage their affairs in their own home. And for the doctor, he doesn't have many options. If somebody's at risk, he needs to solve that. And the only solutions that are out there are have them move to a facility and have somebody care for them.
I should explain that this is a scenario, like many of you, where the couple is living alone. Sometimes it's just mom or dad that's living alone. And the family either lives nearby and works full time, or they live, in northern Utah or California or somewhere else. So while they want to be involved in their parents' care, and they want to make sure that they are being closely watched and overseen, they just don't quite have that instant contact availability to make sure that their loved ones are being watched over. So in this scenario, after talking to the family, the referral came out to go evaluate them for home health or hospice. And in looking at them, there was just absolutely no way. They were actually handling their day-to-day activities quite well, but I think they were kind of a little nervous, afraid that if something went wrong, they'd end up in the hospital, and just really wanted the security of knowing that somebody was checking on them weekly. And it certainly helps their sons to know that we will have a nurse come out to the home weekly and do a clinical evaluation that will be reported to the doctor and the sons. And then if anything arises, we'll have instant contact to go to the doctor to inform him immediately. In addition to just a clinical checkup, the nurses check medications to make sure that they are taking them appropriately, to verify if they need to refill timely. I mean, the needs are a wide variety, right? Good. Very diverse, but all of those needs can be filled with just a weekly checkup.
And these are things that happen on a regular basis, not just for the elderly community, but even in the normal, you know, younger community. Dehydration, you know, as we get older, sometimes we don't think to drink, and that becomes a problem. You get a little lightheaded, you take a fall, you end up in the hospital, and that's a crisis. And certainly if somebody's falling regularly, you know, that's a problem that needs to be addressed. But it could be just hydration, and that was one of the problems. This the husband in this case just tended not to drink water, and so he got lightheaded, and he was falling and ended up in the hospital, and that was part of the cause of this cascade of, you know, conversation.
And it wasn't always a problem for them. It was that he was able to manage himself a little bit more closely, but as his wife became more needy and needed more attention, quite honestly, he'd just get so busy throughout the day that he'd forget to take care of himself too. Ends up with dehydration, and as you know, dehydration can literally kill somebody, but especially a vulnerable elderly person that already has some other conditions. He did end up in the hospital, had been released, you know, given some IVs and released from the hospital. And now the doctor's left with, oh, how do we prevent this from happening again? They're not really home health. They're not really hospice. How do we make sure they're safe?
But they are a little forgetful. You know, they may forget to fix dinner, you know, one night or two nights in a row or three
or
nights
just
in a row.
Not feel up to it.
Yeah, not feel up to it, or, you know, it just isn't the priority. I mean, I I will remember when I miss a meal, but there are other people in the community that, you know, don't necessarily care that they missed a meal, and you not care often enough, and all of a sudden you're losing weight, and these are all indicators for the medical community that there are problems. And so, you know, in analyzing this couple and having conversations with others, people who say, yes, I need some help. I just need to know that somebody's there, or family members who say, well, we're really concerned about mom and dad because we're not there. And we know that they're calling us with issues and concerns that, you know, we need to go check on, but we're not able to. Or we've got another gentleman who's on a
diabetic pump.
Yeah, he's got on a diabetic pump, and he's got a system where his kids have access to the data, and there
it's
are signals.
It's an app, and so if it goes off,
creates emergency tones and all the rest of it.
Right.
And they're not local enough that they can do anything other than call. And if he doesn't answer his phone because he's hard of hearing, that just causes all this stress and concern.
Right.
I mean, I think we can all imagine these circumstances, and if you've got family that is in that, certainly that's a reality. And so what we're looking at is how do we get somebody to do regular checkups, to be there in the home on a regular basis. And there are options, but the cost is high. Now, the doctor was recommending, you know, moving this family into a facility, and they did not want to go. They love their home. They want to be there.
Or having someone move into their home, and they didn't want that either.
Right.
They didn't want to give up their independence and feel like somebody was encroaching in their personal life. It was just a complicating, difficult situation for everyone. You have family pushing on the parents that, listen, you need more help, you need somebody taking care of you, and the families, the couple saying, no, I mean, we made one mistake. We'll be better. We'll, you know, be more cautiously aware.
We'll remember to do that. And you're thinking, yeah, but you won't remember, you know, those kind of concerns, right? And so we can look at that from the outside and say, yeah, see it completely. So some of the options that are available, certainly moving into a facility, which is not what most people would
and
want.
And very expensive.
Horrendously expensive. You could have one of these contract home care companies come in on a regular basis. But economically for them, they have to make this, you know, worthwhile. And so many of those companies have a 4-hour minimum charge per visit, or they have a requirement of 10 hours a week that you have to come. And you start adding that up when care is now at $40 an hour, and just for somebody to show up at $40 an hour.
And the truth is, sometimes that is not a problem for families. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're absolutely in the position to make sure that there's, you know, somebody coming in regularly, 5-6 times a week, maybe a couple times a day. But there are those families out there that just can't afford that. And then there's also those families that can afford it, but they don't see that 10-hour minimum need.
Right.
So what if you could have somebody come in once a week, plus access to them to say, oh, this is a concern for me. Can you come out and check on me? Or your kids to call them and say, hey, go check on my dad, please. His pump is going crazy, and we're not sure if it's actually that his blood sugar is off. Does he need to replace his battery? Does he need to reset his app? You know, what's going on? And they're, you know, 5 hours away in Salt Lake area,
yeah.
You know, and they need help rather than have to drive all the way down here. It's so much cheaper and so much easier just to be able to call a nurse and say, hey, can you stop by and check my dad's pump out?
Right. And as a nurse, somebody who's actually qualified to do a medical assessment and track the things that are going on and solve the problems medically that may exist. Because if that pump is failing, you know, to handle it correctly, qualified to reset it and recalibrate it. If there was a fall and there is, you know, some wounds that need to be addressed, qualified to manage that. It just makes perfect sense to do that. And so we've are integrating that into the services we can provide into the community. We've got nurses that are in the community anyway. So to have them do these health visits, these wellness visits and check weekly, and to create some accountability, you know, the things that happen. People forget to take the medications they're supposed to be taking. So to be able to get those every week, put into the little containers to, you know, to make that easy, and to make sure that those drugs are being taken, because you can count the ones that you had last week versus this week, and are they actually being used?
And at least annually, I'm sorry, weekly, being able to look at it and say, hey, you forgot to take your meds on Tuesday, so now we're behind. Let's not let that happen again. And then maybe we know, or your family knows, you need to increase a visit, or maybe it's two visits instead of one visit. But it's certainly far less expensive than any of the alternatives available.
And that friendly accountability of somebody coming in who, you know, has some authority. It's not family that you can just ignore. that comes in and nicely says, hey.
Nobody ignores family.
Yeah. Have you been drinking water? And can check to see if they're hydrated or not. I mean, there are some tools that are available, just, you know, pinching the skin and seeing what happens. For somebody who's medically qualified, they can assess whether or not they are being hydrated regularly. And if their meals are being eaten, you know, you can look in the refrigerator and see. And so depending on the circumstances, we can do some things. For this couple, we talk to them, and while they enjoy food, you know, they'll go out to eat, or they, you know, their history has been, yeah, we'll go out to eat and have something nice to eat. They're just not going out very much. They're not as comfortable driving, but they still would like, you know, good food. But it's inconvenient to try and come up with what needs to be there and the whole thought process. So working with some meal delivery companies, helping them pick the meals that they want, and they'll deliver exactly what's supposed to be in the recipe. And we've had experiences with this before, and we've used it personally, and they're great. And it doesn't matter what meal delivery service you use, you know, we just keep those options open. But now we've got three good meals coming into the home, or four, depending, or seven, whatever they choose. And those portions are usually enough for them that there'll be some leftovers. And so now we've got nutrition coming into the home, and they're enjoying that again, instead of thinking, oh man, what are we going to open tonight?
And the meals are already pre-planned, you're less likely to forget to make them. It's also a reminder that it's time to, you know, make sure that I have plenty of to drink throughout the day. But then again, as Richard was saying, with having the accountability, when the nurse comes in and says, hey, can you show me how many, you know, a tally on the calendar, how many times you drink a glass of water throughout the day? Now, in this specific scenario, that's their specific individualized plan that the nurse will check on them regularly to remind them and prompt them about taking in enough fluids, because dehydration is a problem in that household. So is regular good healthy meals. If it gets late because the husband is busy taking care of the wife throughout the day, he might skip dinner or, you know, just give each of them a piece of fruit. And while that is enough occasionally, that certainly isn't sustainable in the long term. So to be able to have somebody come in to help create individualized and very specific plans, but then also to have somebody to check the family for accountability, really gives that your loved ones peace of mind. To have somebody to call to say, hey, can a nurse go over and check on my mom and dad? I was talking to him today and they just seem a little off. Just to have that resource in an instant without signing a big contract or committing to 10 hours or a 4-hour minimum, what have you. What a great resource that is for this community.
And because Washington and Iron County really are, you know, the retirement capital of the world, I believe. I mean, there are so many people flooding in here at a retirement age, just at that time where, you know, this starts to be a concern, and so their family isn't local, and they want to be here. They, you know, they want to enjoy the lifestyle that they've worked their entire life to be able to enjoy. It is tragic to think, well, the only option is we have to move them out of their home and have somebody else care for them. And when we look at the reasons that people are referred to facilities, the single largest, most common reason is because they become incontinent. You know, And that's a solvable problem. So if we can go in and make sure that they have the supplies and that they're, you know, doing their pericare and those kind of things on a regular basis so that they can continue to stay in their home, and give them the facilities to solve that, because it can be solved. And maybe it's, you know, send somebody in to help them deal with the inconvenience of that on occasion, the laundry or whatever else, then that's part of what we can do. We've always said that palliative care is wide open. It is whatever you think would help you the best, and that's really the case here. What's your palliative? What are the things that are going to be most important? Maybe it's not a medication issue. Maybe it's not an eating issue. Maybe it's not a drinking issue. Maybe it's something else, but talk to us and let's talk about where the problem is. If you've got parents or grandparents that you're concerned aren't able to handle things quite as well, we'd love to step in and help them get there. We're not going to mandate anything. We're not going to go in and declare that you're going to follow our rules, because it's not our rules.
We're always guests in your home.
That's right. But we'll be the friendly neighbor that can just, you know, be reliable to step in with the resources and the knowledge and the ability to address a wider margin of things than anybody else. Now, this one couple we mentioned, they have cleaners that come in once a week. So they're not completely alone. And just the fact that the cleaners come in and help clean the house, they have some contact. But those cleaners can't necessarily verify all of the other things. So with that activity and with other people coming in, it just makes for a better life. People aren't completely alone. When we consider our parents, you know, my mom doesn't live here. She's right now in Phoenix. I got to tell you, none of her family's visiting her. Phone calls are an option, but we're not making those visits, so she is alone every day.
No eyes to visit and check up on her. But wouldn't it be great to be able to call somebody if you were concerned or you couldn't get a hold of your parents for a couple of days and say, hey, can you do a wellness check? And we're talking about different wellness check than calling the police because you're concerned that, you know, you're dad might have had a heart attack and he lives alone. We're talking about just those regular, frequent, friendly visits to say, Are you okay? Is there anything else that we can add? And somebody to be honest in the assessment and in reporting back to the family and perhaps the doctor, if the doctor's looking to be that involved on a weekly basis, monthly basis, whatever it is. It's a plan that's very specific and dynamic again. We saw this need. We knew that there was a need. We really felt like there was probably other companies that could offer the program, but the more we looked for it and the more we tried to create plans that were specific and had less requirements on them, the more we saw there was a different kind of need that needed to be filled.
And as we've talked to doctors, and we realize that they can't see any choices. They have a very limited bouquet of options out there.
They have home health, they have hospice.
And they have facility. Those are the three choices. They don't qualify for hospice, and they don't qualify for home health, and the only option left is send them to a facility, take away all their rights, and force them to be under somebody else's care.
This can be more of a chronic care management that is very affordable, very affordable.
And there's some other things that, people have used. The little buttons that people can wear if they fall or whatever, and those can be helpful in critical times. But we're talking about less critical times. Another option, and if you haven't used it, you might consider putting cameras inside your elderly parents' or grandparents' home in key places where you can see that they have activity, that they're moving around, and maybe one in the kitchen and one, in the bathroom.
Or living room and bedroom.
Yeah, whatever.
I'd say not outside of the bathroom.
Well, outside of the bathroom. I was looking at the bathroom door,
Right.
So that you can see that they're moving and you can have a visual. But the problem, of course, is that if you don't, then what do? You're right. Still 4 hours, 10 hours away.
Which is another scenario that came up a couple of weeks ago where the family have cameras in the home and mom actually slipped to the floor on her bum, but it hurt and she wasn't able to get up. And so they're, 7 hours away and calling her through the phone saying, Mom, answer the phone. And she's just really in a lot of pain and can't get up. Mm-hmm. So their option is call the police, call the fire department, but they don't really know. The truth was she wasn't that hurt. She wasn't ambulance hurt. She wasn't, take me to the hospital hurt. She was just
not
give
ready
me
to get
a
up
minute
herself.
To catch my breath.
Yeah.
That hurt.
Right. So those are some of the scenarios, and so we have staff that can, and we're talking about registered nurses, fully qualified, that can go and do those visits, once a week or more often if necessary, and it is the most cost-effective option when we look at other things that might work. So we really think as a community, we want to help. We've always wanted to help anybody in the community that needed help, and we see this as a real opportunity to solve that problem for people who don't have another cheap option, another reasonable option. It becomes unreasonable to try and solve these problems.
And we've had this request again from so many physicians that call and say, hey, can you go out and do a home health assessment? And they clearly are not eligible for home health. Home health has very specific requirements. And they're not eligible for hospice. Hospice has very specific requirements. But palliative is available for, from tiny babies through, 103-year-old, whatever your age, whatever your condition, it's always available. The problem has been in the past affordability. Mm-hmm. Now we've made it affordable to everybody.
Right. So we would love to get calls. We probably have created more questions in people's minds than we've
Which
answered
is great.
Here.
Call
yeah.
us.
Give us a call. Get your answers to the questions. If you have needs for resources, give us a call. Another couple of things we mentioned in the past that for those people who are a little more homebound and have a hard time getting out for tests, if you're on blood thinners and you're required to have those coagulation tests, we can do that mobily. We can go out and do that. We'll do that free of charge.
We can draw labs in your home by your through your doctor's request so that you don't have to go to the lab. Whatever your needs are, the answers and solutions are available to you.
Right. We can do, and again, on the free side, it won't cost you anything to do the coagulation test, to do a health assessment if you're not sure, or if you're not sure your parents or whoever you're concerned about is healthy enough, and maybe they can't get to the doctor. Give us a call. We'll talk to them and see if we can solve that. Our telephone number, 435-477-6999. Look forward to talking to you.